about it. That's not the song.
I got it.
That's not the song. You know the Allman Brothers were allergic to nuts?
That's the Allman Brothers.
Oh, damn. You're listening to Mike Wilmot's hilarious podcast, although it's unintentional.
And are almonds legumes or nuts?
No, peanuts are legumes.
And so are cashews.
Almonds are nuts. Bananas are nuts. Did you know that?
Oh, they're crazy, man. They're crazy.
They're cuckoo crazy. Bananas are mental.
Oh, man.
How about, was it Midnight Rider? Is that the song?
That's the one.
Let's see.
So let's close the last show with that song. This is it.
You can't close the last show. We've
already... Motherfucker, I'm just listening to this until he sings that line.
Good tune. Oh, let's just play this for the whole song.
To keep from high...
Yeah! Penultimate episode.
It's got a silver dollar, so this is back in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
This is gorgeous music.
This is really nice music.
Hold on, it's almost there. We're almost there.
Back when music was music, Mike.
He doesn't own the clothes he's wearing.
Well, he's
wearing
renting.
Rental clothes. He's in a rental tux.
He's at a wedding?
He's at a wedding. One more silver dollar. With a snap-on tie. Someone's after this tux-fit motherfucker.
He's a Midnight Rider. You know what? I think this will be my favorite episode so far, episode 29.
Is this 29 already?
Yeah. Series 3, episode 9.
So I've been in Canada now 5 weeks.
Yeah, 5 weeks. You haven't changed.
No.
You've been running every day?
I run every day. And
what's the weather like in Canada there right now?
Sunny.
Yeah. You're not playing hockey yet, are you?
Yes. Things started freezing up just a couple days ago.
There's a lot of... A lot of photos.
Here it goes.
Here we go. All right. Let's start the show here.
That's one. Here it comes. Yeah, right, with your money, with your financial.
Did you mess up? That's not where the
lyric
is?
No, I think he might have said it a few verses ago. But I don't care. We'll play the whole song and we'll just go in and out.
Yeah. How many Allman Brothers are there? Two? Are they all?
They're the Allman, not the Allman Brothers. They're not nuts.
No.
The Allman.
The Marzipan.
And there's only two brothers.
Marzipan sandwich.
One's dead. The brothers, because they're like.
Who died? Greg? Don't tell me Greg's dead.
They're both dead now.
No. What, you just killed him now to make me feel bad?
Dwayne Allman.
Dwayne's dead too?
He died in the 70s.
From a nut allergy?
No, how did he? Motorcycle accident.
Oh, a life on the road.
No, he was out fucking around in between road trips.
Oh, right. Yeah. So he's been a backdoor man.
He's been
He said fucking about it.
Just turn it into a conversation, Phil. Just relax.
I have a film conversation.
No, you're turning... It's... Mike. Really, Phil.
Episodes ago when you first got to Canada.
Phil.
When you first got to Canada. We had a backdoor man moment.
Relax.
We had a nice moment.
That's another episode. This is a different day,
a different era. I prefer you when you're reminiscing.
And that's when you should put the song in.
What, that song?
Reminiscing, that song.
Oh, we've done
Hurry,
that.
Hurry, don't be late.
We've done that.
Joke. I know, everything's it's, done again.
Can you remember?
Everything that's old is new again.
Do you want to reminisce? Remember the first few episodes when you were bugging me about doing, let's do a podcast, because everyone's done podcast.
Is that how I talk? Is that how you hear me?
No, it's like, like the horns from the Planet of the Apes. That's how I hear you. When you talk, that's what I hear. the horns from the Planet of Apes. Like, the apes are going to come flying into where I'm just trying to get corn for my family. And then you come sweeping down on your horses and capture my women. That's what I hear when I hear your voice, Mike.
And you still can't start my Hey Siri thing. You've done this much research, and you can't get my phone started. You're the worst impersonator on the planet.
I'm not an impersonator.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes.
You are. Female impersonator.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was.
You just made it sound horrible.
No, I didn't.
You're a sexist.
You're sexist. Thank you, Mike.
No, it's not
you're
a good
the
thing.
Sexiest of this podcast.
Oh, God.
I think what? Don't give me the old God. I indulged you with the Almond Brothers. And now...
And the Cashew Cousins. They used to open for it. There should be a siren, right? There should have been a Hack Boy siren.
No, that was weeks ago we were doing
was
the
siren. Was that 7 weeks ago already?
Already. The time flies when you're drinking the same drink.
Well, I'm drinking Merlot. But a different bottle.
Merlot. What a great... What is your favorite wine, like, of the wine?
I like Merlot, Phil, and I'll tell you why.
Are you becoming more of a connoisseur?
No, more of a sewer. Merlot I like because it tastes like gravy. It tastes like...
Like gravy.
It's gravy. It's more savory than sweet. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Tell us something we don't know.
I have trouble with all the different... It's like stereo equipment, this wine business. Like when I first made money, I know what you mean. Okay, what do I mean, Phil?
Well, when you were first drunk, when you were buying a stereo, it's like buying a stereo. The wine business. I know what you mean.
When you have money,
when
you can walk in and get something.
Exactly.
You go to a stereo shop.
That's what I was gonna say.
And you go, how much is that stereo?
What's that?
They go $1,500.
Exactly. Okay.
Sounds great.
I know. That is great. Yeah.
But this one,
uh-huh.
This is $4,000.
Ooh.
But exactly. Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Sounds just as good as the other one.
Especially.
And that's wine.
Especially when you've had a couple of bottles of
wine. And that's wine. Well, always open. Always open with a good wine and then go downhill.
So
I start with a good wine.
Right.
I start with a nice
wine. Me too,
wine,
right?
And then go right down
exactly.
the city. After that, just forget.
Forget it.
You know what?
What?
This show
what?
Would have been way more successful off the get-go
uh-huh.
if you did that.
Did what?
Whatever you're doing now.
I'm agreeing.
The sidekick.
I was thinking...
The morning guy that you've always wanted to be.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That was a great pause there. That's right!
You know, either story of Jesus turning the water into wine?
I thought it was the other way around.
He turned wine into water. They were parched the next day.
Wasn't he sort of like a downer? Jesus, when he goes, hey, enough of that.
He could probably go the other way and go, hey, guys.
Come on.
Be nice to Jesus. Water. You guys want your water back?
No, please, Jesus.
But it was the end of the wedding. End of the wedding, he turns the water into wine when they already drank all the other wine.
So basically they said he
turned it into the best wine. Well, that's a lousy savior. Why did he turn that? If it's the best wine, why didn't he turn it into wine earlier when they could have had better
when
wine?
When they could have enjoyed
on?
It.
Could have enjoyed it.
Well,
so
that's
now,
why.
They're a bunch of drunk
religion
guys.
Religion is bullshit.
Drinking.
And I'm so
really
glad
wine.
That we're all
wine.
Now one united under the nation of Islam. And it's because of that that's made us all happy.
Inshallah. Alakbar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You too. Right back at you twice.
Right back at you. Was that one of the names of one of the characters, the original...
Beatles?
No, not Gary Larson. The Simpsons guy. Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie.
From the guy that makes The Simpsons.
Matt Groening.
Matt Groening had a character called Akbar. Did he have a character called Akbar?
I don't know.
Mike, he had a character called Akbar.
On The Simpsons.
No, the little two bunny rabbits.
The little gay bunny rabbits?
Yeah, what were they called?
Hey.
Shall I look it up?
No, we were on board. Everything was going on board. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You look it up. Ready?
Yep,
ready?
Yep,
okay.
I'm not looking it up at all.
Then why
just
fuck am
to
I singing
make
this
you
song?
Angry?
Why
don't you know? No, yours. No, mine was a counterpoint. I was just wanting to make you angry. I answered the question as you asked the question. But don't pretend. I am Phil Watkinson, for real. And you are Mike Wilmont.
I like the way you put your finger down like you were sawing down a record. All right, for real.
Okay, original Matt Groening. Akbar.
I thought it was pronounced Klagelfei.
It might have been. Akbar and Jeff. I was making it up.
Are they the two gay rabbits?
The two gay rabbits, Akbar and Jeff.
That's a really, that used to be in Now Magazine in Toronto. Probably still is. I love that old cartoon. Way before The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Didn't they want
Akbar,
The Simpsons?
But Akbar must
they
be
wanted
great.
That. He wouldn't do it. So he made The Simpsons. I'll give you this instead. Because he wanted to keep that for...
Has there ever been an animated Akbar and Jeff?
No, because he wanted to keep
Matt,
that pure.
Hey, Matt, if you're listening to this episode...
My God, then I will shoot myself in the head. MikeWilmontComic@gmail.com.
Please, Matt Groening, please write to him and tell him that you're going to do an animated version of Akbar and Jeff. And guess who's going to play Akbar? Mike, guess who?
Hello, Lachman. Oh, that's a Jewish thing.
Oh, my God. You're trying to get us killed. What if they bomb the studio?
Again, Phil, this isn't... I know what? No, fuck it. Oh, not the studio. Come on, there's so much expensive things.
What I think is funny is that you've given them your Gmail account.
Here in the what?
What if they bomb your Gmail account?
Ooh.
What if they...
Who?
I don't know. ISIS. Are they being defeated, by the way? It's was since you've been in
Canada. Oh, well, you know, well, we're an easy target.
No.
I'm on the porch.
No, but it's okay because we've become a Muslim global...
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we're all praise Allah. Everything's
that's
great.
Right, that's
couldn't
it.
Be better.
Yep.
Ever them. Since, hey?
Love them.
Giving up pork. I think a lot of it was that.
Sure.
Hello?
Oh.
Could you think any of the shops in town that have hello on the door even know what the fuck that means?
No,
I've seen some dodgy looking London
what
shops.
What is halal is the way of killing
animals.
Yeah,
it's a humane way of killing. It's
not humane. It's not less,
no,
but it's less
but
humane.
No, but you get a religious person to do it.
Yeah. But no, they just bless it and then you got
to
do it.
They bless it and they bore it to death.
They bore it to death.
That's how they kill a pig.
That's
let me tell you the story. Pigs. This is my mother.
And then
this,
I went back.
And this is how then I started running.
I couldn't believe it.
And then I started. I got type 2 diabetes. And then I started running.
Yeah. And then we started this podcast with a guy called Phil Watkins.
Phil Watkins. Was ridiculous.
It was really ridiculous.
And then the cow. And the cow shoots himself in the fucking head.
Yeah, that'll do for that one. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember only forest fires prevent bears. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut.
my life, but don't ever get in a rut. Whoop, 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 whoop. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.